Hey everyone, KT, what's going on? I know I haven't done one of these in, well, forever. I know I used to do the Anchor Nation, and it was a good show. But I got some new plans coming. I'm not going to reveal anything, of course. Because that's not what we're supposed to do. You know what NDA means? NDA, yeah? I guess it's called NDA. Non-disclosure. That's all I'll say. But anyway, on to the intro. So I interviewed a business owner. His name is Brett Dowd, also known as Green Lagoon. And for those of you who don't know me, what do you do? How I found this guy was on Anchor, but more important, I'm actually a guy who loves mowing lawns. That's it. Like, that is a hobby. Is it a passion I would ever consider? No. Because for me, it's just an activity that clears my mind. And it gives me a sense of, you know, holistic perspective. You know, that holistic lifestyle. To know that I can just go out there on my own and mow. But enough of me. Brett's a great guy. I learned a lot about his business and how he lives his modest and humility lifestyle. And giving back more than what you receive. Hope you enjoy Green Again Law.
This is the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. I'm Britt, your show host. Got a good episode for you today. Kevin Touch, he does Touch Talk Radio, a lot of Instagram stuff, reached out to me, wanted to do an interview. So this is just our conversation. He called me and we documented this. He'll be pushing it out on his platforms as well. So big shout out to Kevin Touch. If you want to go over and check him out, again, Touch Talk Radio. Or you can find him on Instagram, Kevin Touch, T-O-U-C-H. So, again, this is just my interview. He asks some small business questions, some stuff around leadership, mentorship, and then just given the context of the conversation, some very light, overarching lawn care stuff. So, I don't really get in too deep into the actual specifics of it, but he does ask some questions for his audience just to give better background of what we do and how somebody might better help their lawn. So you'll hear that in there as well, but there's also some good leadership stuff. Briefly, I try to wrap up my story. I know we needed to keep it short to respect his time, so I give a very, very brief overview of our company history, our story. kind of come up to where we are now. So I am going to, in one of the future episodes, we've been asked by a few people just to tell our story and our journey a little more in detail. So we will be doing that in the future. Just telling, hey, this is when we got started. This is how we marketed. This is how many clients we had. This is kind of what we had to do to sacrifice to win. And then also, as usual, we'll be documenting those episodes right now as we're going through the ups and downs, because we're still in it just like you guys. We don't ever feel like we've arrived. We definitely haven't arrived. We've still got a lot of hurdles and stuff that we're going around, going over, jumping through. You guys know how that is. So, but main thing for this podcast, I want you guys to feel like you're not alone. I know small business owners, they go through a lot. I mean, we talk about it in this episode. It's personal, it's business, it's all intertwined, and you can feel isolated. And we don't want you guys to feel like that. We want you to feel like you're equipped, you're getting leadership and business advice on a weekly basis from us. So reach out to us, DM me at Lawn Care Leaders, or you can even email me. That's lawncareleader@gmail. I don't know everything, but I can tell you things where we've lost, things where we've won, and what we're going through right now. So hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll be back with you guys soon. I want to just leave with you. I'm not going to delve in real deep just because of time. One is work from a place of rest, rest from a place of work. As we get into the season, it's going to be really, really hard to get to that rest time and kind of shut down. So I do urge, whenever you go home, finally, after a long day's work, whatever that looks like, try to have a buffer between work, getting home, make sure you kind of shut it down. You walk in the door, try not to think about everything that you've got to do the next day. I know inevitably you will. You'll be like, okay, I didn't do good this, that. But try to at least have a buffer from when you get home, you know, a couple hours after that, where you can kind of reset. That's important in the beginning, but it's also important on the flip side of that to, so it's work from a place of rest, rest from a place of work. You want to make sure that you're putting in the effort, putting in the time so that you can finally rest. A lot of people find it very, very easy to rest. So they have that part correct, but it's the working portion and it goes in equal balance. So I want to leave you with that. Also, I want to talk about you guys and your unique opportunity with this job. I think one thing that's very unique is you're immediately entrusted with a lot of responsibility and a lot of trust. And with that responsibility and trust, you guys have the ability to take it and turn it into something great, or you have the ability to squander it and be kind of rushed out of here. You get a truck, you get an iPad, you have your own route. You guys are doing sales, marketing, collections, production. Okay, most people, when you come into a company, you're doing one thing. You're like production and maybe a little sales, or you're all sales and you'll help out somewhere else. With this, it's like you're running your own micro business. So I want you guys to have that mindset that, hey, I'm grateful for this. Hey, I have my own truck. It's very easy when you get into the season to forget all that you guys have been entrusted with. So it's freely given, but it's also easy to lose. So keep that in mind. And then also wanted to do fear. I think more often than not, the main thing holding everyone back in this company or from getting a promotion to another job or from something in their personal life is fear. It's fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of being made fun of, fear of somebody looking down on you, fear of what your parents will think, fear of what your spouse will think, and then fear gets you to that point where you're so worried about something that will immobilize you and keep you in the same spot that you're in year after year after year. And it doesn't feel like that because you may be making progress in other areas, but when your head hits the pillow at night, if you're like, man, I'm scared to go door to door, that's gonna hold you back. It's okay to be scared. Everybody's gonna have that fear, but if it immobilizes you and keeps you in that position, that's what's dangerous. So I would say think about that. I'm scared of a lot of things, but I never let fear dictate my actions. I always let my goals and my why dictate my actions, and that helps me overcome the fear. Make sense? Anybody want to add anything or questions, comments before we get into the brunt of the day? All right, cool.
All good.
Cool, cool. You're good?
Yeah.
You're going to jobber it up?
Yes.
Katie and I will do emails, and then we'll just reconnect.
Yeah. Then you have a couple quotes today.
Couple quotes. You're going to go with me to the last one. Sean, Nick. Y'all are going, what time is it? Do you know? 10? So it's 8:33, so we need to leave about 9:40 for the quote. So we'll leave here in about an hour, and then Jamie will go to the second one. In between everything, you'll just get, so you need to create a Gmail account. Once you create that Gmail account, text it to me, and I will send you a link and an email to sign up for Jobber. So you can create a username, create a password, all that. Sound good?
Okay.
I want to just leave with you. I'm not gonna delve in real deep just because of time. One is work from a place of rest, rest from a place of work. As we get into the season, it's going to be really, really hard to get that rest time and kind of shut down. So I do urge, whenever you go home, finally, after a long day's work, whatever that looks like, try to have a buffer between work, getting home, make sure you kind of shut it down. You walk in the door, try not to think about everything that you've got to do the next day. I know inevitably you will. You'll be like, okay, I didn't do good this, that. But try to at least have a buffer from when you get home, you know, a couple hours after that, where you can kind of reset. That's important in the beginning, but it's also important on the flip side of that to, so it's work from a place of rest, rest from a place of work. You want to make sure that you're putting in the effort, putting in the time so that you can finally rest. A lot of people find it very, very easy to rest. So they have that part correct, but it's the working portion and it goes in equal balance. So I want to leave you with that. Also, I want to talk about you guys and your unique opportunity with this job. I think one thing that's very unique is you're immediately entrusted with a lot of responsibility and a lot of trust. And with that responsibility and trust, you guys have the ability to take it and turn it into something great, or you have the ability to squander it and be kind of rushed out of here. You get a truck, you get an iPad, you have your own route. You guys are doing sales, marketing, collections, production. Okay, most people, when you come into a company, you're doing one thing. You're like production and maybe a little sales, or you're all sales and you'll help out somewhere else. With this, it's like you're running your own micro business. So I want you guys to have that mindset that, hey, I'm grateful for this. Hey, I have my own truck. It's very easy when you get into the season to forget all that you guys have been entrusted with. So it's freely given, but it's also easy to lose. So keep that in mind. And then also wanted to do fear. I think more often than not, the main thing holding everyone back in this company or from getting a promotion to another job or from something in their personal life is fear. It's fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of being made fun of, fear of somebody looking down on you, fear of what your parents will think, fear of what your spouse will think, and then fear gets you to that point where you're so worried about something that will immobilize you and keep you in the same spot that you're in year after year after year. And it doesn't feel like that because you may be making progress in other areas, but when your head hits the pillow at night, if you're like, man, I'm scared to go door to door, that's gonna hold you back. It's okay to be scared. Everybody's gonna have that fear, but if it immobilizes you and keeps you in that position, that's what's dangerous. So I would say think about that. I'm scared of a lot of things, but I never let fear dictate my actions. I always let my goals and my why dictate my actions, and that helps me overcome the fear. Make sense? Anybody want to add anything or questions, comments before we get into the brunt of the day? All right, cool.
All good.
Cool, cool. You're good?
Yeah.
You're going to jobber it up? Katie and I will do emails, and then we'll just reconnect.
Yeah. Then you have a couple quotes today.
Couple quotes. You're going to go with me to the last one. Sean, Nick, y'all are going. What time is it? Do you know? 10? So it's 8:33, so we need to leave about 9:40 for the quote. So we'll leave here in about an hour, and then Jamie will go to the second one. In between everything, you'll just get, so you need to create a Gmail account. Once you create that Gmail account, text it to me, and I will send you a link and an email to sign up for Jobber. So you can create a username, create a password, all that. Sound good? Hey, lawn care leaders, hope you enjoyed that episode. Really, really fun. As always, enjoyed being with you guys this week. Hope you found some value in that. Want to give a shout out here to Ben in North London, Ontario area. Ben has been engaging with us on some Instagram comments and posts that we did recently last week, and we really appreciate the opportunity, Ben, to add value and get to know you over there. So big things coming for you, and wish you guys all the best in this upcoming season. Also want to remind you guys about Evergrow Marketing, digital marketing agency that specializes in the lawn care niche. If you guys haven't checked them out, go to their Instagram page at Evergrow Marketing, or you can find them online, evergrowmarketing.com. We're using them. Been a huge help. I don't have enough time to explain all the ins and outs that they've done for our website and our Google advertisements, but let me just tell you this, what we're paying them, we're getting so much value, I almost feel guilty. So they are definitely way exceeding our expectations, and kind of our mantra of always doing more than you get paid for. They definitely delivered on that. So check out Evergrow Marketing. Great guys, great company, and helping us out a lot this year with our digital marketing. Until next time, keep hustling, keep at it. We'll be with you next week.